first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Penny Mudd tries to live aloha.
I felt a lot of aloha in Hawaii this summer. Affection, love, peace, compassion. Aloha is a human quality, equal parts 2,000 years of Polynesian customs, coupled with the ways of 19th century arrivals. It's distilled into everyday acts, like the tutu or granny kindly accepting my rumpled dollars for jars of homemade kimchi, or the waitress who wanted to talk story before guiding my diabetic friend through a carb-loaded menu. As tourists, our only reliable opportunities to feel the aloha spirit occur during these small transactions. It's also not news that aloha is inextricably linked to the place. There's an active volcano spewing molten lava, hidden trails in the jungle, and a multitude of statues of Buddha and King Kamehameha. Who hasn't spotted a honu or sea turtle while snorkeling, or fallen asleep to the sound of trade winds in the palm trees, or heard the bright orange apapane or honeycreeper singing, or caught a glimpse of a feral piglet by the roadside, and not felt these were essential contexts for true aloha? Now back home, where nature is a bit too present if you live near this summer's wildfires, I understand that a fragrant orchid lei, if refrigerated, can have its shelf life extended, but not the fragile aloha spirit. It disappears faster than your footprints in the sand.
Penny Mudd is a writer living in Aptos. If you would like to share your stories or opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.